Hello and welcome. This is itrustgodonly.com and the title is Acknowledge Your Sins. Pray for forgiveness. 1 John 1 verses 8 and 9. If we say we have no sin in us, we are deceiving ourselves and refusing to admit the truth. But if we acknowledge our sins, then God, who is faithful and just, will forgive our sins and purify us from everything that is wrong. But how come many churches don't teach confession? Could it be because they don't know how? Could it be because they are afraid of losing people in their congregation? Could it be because they are afraid to lay themselves open to another human being? If you want to walk with Jesus along that long and narrow path with your cross, then you are going to have to do it His way. In Mark 1, verse 5, and also in Matthew 3, verse 6, it says, "People that came to be baptized also confessed their sins." They didn't do it behind closed doors and in silence, or even just say, "Please, God, forgive me of my sins." They confessed their sins, not one, but all their sins, openly to another human being. By confessing your sins to another person honestly and sincerely, we are confirming to God and to ourselves that we are being honest. It's a deep cleansing that we need to do. In James 5, verse 16, he tells us to confess our sins one to another. You can try to avoid it all you want, but by not doing this, how do you ever expect to grow spiritually? When you walk with the Lord, you don't get to pick and choose what you want to do. Either you are going to walk with Him and do it His way, or you can travel the highway with the others. It's all about being submissive. Pride and fear are basically the two strongholds that keep people from doing this type of confession. Looking inward at oneself and admitting to another their darkest, most inner secrets is not an easy task, but we need to do it. Believe me that when it's over, you will not regret what you did. The blessing you will receive is unspeakable. The load of carrying all that darkness around will be lifted. You need to unload this darkness. It hinders your spiritual growth. I've tried telling people about confession, and it seems like nobody wants to hear it. How can anybody who says they have accepted Jesus Christ in their hearts and yet don't want to do one of the things that He came here to teach us about that would save our souls? Was Jesus' death on the cross in vain for you? Because He was the sacrifice and not animals like in the past, we don't have to do that anymore. If we would just confess our sins, we can be forgiven of them. Not in the past where the blood of the animals just covered over the sins. We don't want to die with all that darkness that still lies hidden in you. On Judgment Day, it will be too late. Your past will be laid out in the open, and you will be judged by it. 1 John 1, 8 and 9. If we say we have no sin in us, we are deceiving ourselves and refusing to admit the truth. But if we acknowledge our sins, then God, who is faithful and just, will forgive our sins and purify us from everything that is wrong. Bless His heart and soul. Confess means acknowledge. Acknowledge means recognize, accept as truth, show that one has noticed.